Residents of Ukraine's capital have switched into survival mode a day after Russian missile strikes plunged the city and much of the country into the dark. In scenes hard to believe in a city of 3 million people, some Kyiv residents resorted to collecting rainwater from pipes. Friends and families scrambled to find out who had electricity and who had water. The cafes that had both became oases of comfort for many. Resident Oleksiy Kovpachov calmly recounted how he was in the subway at the moment of the strikes. I heard an explosion and the electricity suddenly disappeared. When I got out of the subway, there was a column of smoke. When I got there, the police were already there and they didn't let people in. Well, horror was happening here. Touring the city of Dnipro, WHO Europe chief Hans Kluge warned of the disaster that could unfold if blackouts throughout Ukraine continued for much longer.
Right now, there is a blackout in the whole city and the whole oblast. How can a hospital function without electricity? How can maternity wards function without incubators? Vaccine storage without fridges?
The winter promises to be a long one, but Ukrainians say that if Russian President Vladimir Putin's intention is to break them, then he should think again. I'm Karen Chamas.